com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Friday, July 24th. Christian Weaver back in the studio. Christian, thanks for holding down the fort. Roger is taking a bathroom break. Bill Ingram hanging out with us, Mr. Basketball here in Arkansas, knows all the basketball talent that has come through this state. I can see the guys over there getting ready to tee off. They were supposed to tee off at 8, so they're running a little bit behind. We'll get Moses Moody on here shortly. Steph Curry, I don't know if we'll get him, but he'll come by playing. And then tonight, there's an event you can go to. It's a sort of a back and forth between Moses and Steph Curry tonight. It's at the Statehouse Convention Center. I would go to MosesMoody.com. It's called A Night with Moses Moody. I don't know what access, if you'll be able to get your pictures made with the guys or not, but it's from 7 to 9 tonight. General admission gets in at 6:30. I think it's $60 for the ticket, but go to MosesMoody.com. And then, as we mentioned earlier, they've already been doing activities the last couple of days. They were giving out groceries to families. I think it was on Wednesday, and then I think they did something last night, and then they got this, and then they got tonight, and then they got a players' camp. Kids camp tomorrow. But it sold out. Yep. So there's one other event, I think they said, from age 16 to 25. Just sort of some back and forth discussion about future and jobs and those kind of things, if you want to take part of that.
You know, you don't think about it. I mean, him being here, Moses being here, and bringing in whom he has coming in. And then so he's going to reciprocate. He's going to do that.
Right.
And then he's going to do that. We only see this one event. It's only when you are a part of an event like this that we get to be like this, do you even think about all the other things that these cats do that we don't know about? So this is not the only event any one of those two guys are going to be doing all year long. They're going to be going all over the country doing things, helping other families, helping other communities, and doing stuff like that. And when you don't think out of sight, out of mind, it makes you think and pause and go, you know what, maybe I could do something. Maybe I could help out a little bit more, and you appreciate them.
Yeah, Moses was just in Oklahoma City last weekend at Isaiah Joe's golf tournament that was raising money for Children's Hospital here in Arkansas.
Interesting, thinking of some of the names. Isaiah Joe, cool name. And then think about Moses. How would you like to be called Moses? I didn't think about that until later. How would you name the name Moses? Moses.
I thought about it on the way over here. It's funny you say that, because I'm sitting there going, if I were to see Steph or Moses and this, that, and go, I don't think I've ever used the phrase, hello, Moses. I've never said that phrase.
So we got two contests we got to do. One is finish the lyric, and Roger, that is brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton.
No hints, not going to give you away anything like that, but what I'd like to do was trout eating Beta Hook out there.
Beta Hook.
I like the Beta Hook.
Beta Hook is your clue.
I like to do a little fishing.
Also, we've got to play match game. So let's set that open, and Bill, you can play along with us. Christian, if we'll play that open and see if we get a contestant for match game.
Is that usually on Thursday?
I believe it's actually Wednesday. It's on Wednesday, or maybe even Tuesday. I'm all out of whack here this week.
I got it.
Okay. All right, brother.
The Match Game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys could come up with.
Yeah. All right, in addition to playing Match Game, today's National Tequila Day. It's National Cousins Day, and it's National Drive-Thru Day. So if you go through a drive-thru place that takes good care of you, maybe tip them a little extra today or say thank you.
Yeah, shout out to our buddy, what's his name that does the singing on the show? Not Justin Moore, the other one.
Steve Qualls?
The singing.
Joe Nichols.
Do you have tequila? Isn't that tequila?
Yes, right. We should play a few tequila songs before we get out of here. 661-1037. Let me know when you get a contestant.
We got one.
Okay. By the way, somebody asked, how is Roger's hair doing? I just looked, Christian. Bill, his hair is doing really good in the bald spot that you wanted to attack. It's filling in.
I was looking at it yesterday.
Are you happy? Yeah.
Sure.
How about that?
I think so. I don't get to see it as much. not looking at it as much.
Look at that.
So it's 4 months in now.
You still got work to go, but progress.
Yeah. I think four months in.
Wow.
I think the 21st was 4 months, and my daughter took me to get that done. So it's been 4 months now. So according to what Dr. Petras says, 4 months on the average for the most part, all of the roots have taken hold.
I like it.
So they're there.
I like
it. Now we got another 8 months to go before he says, dude, whatever you have now, that's all it's going to be. So it takes about a year.
Yeah.
It's a process.
It's a process.
So if you're thinking about getting it done or doing that and want to talk to somebody about it, please get with me. I'll give you the number if you can't look it up yourself for Dr. Petras there on JFK and get it done. He knows what he's doing.
I'm going to have to go over here and get this golf tournament started here. I'm going to have to get, you know, we're event people, Bill.
Right.
Let's go chop, chop, chop. Let's
right.
go.
It's, right.
All right. Who's our contestant, Christian?
We have the Stan on the line.
The one and only Stan.
Okay.
Stan,
okay.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, fine. Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
I think the last time you played, he won.
I think, Stan, you did. So.
All right, here we go, Stan. So the way we play this, Bill, is that we'll play like a Christmas blank, and then we got to come up with a match for what Stan does. But don't blurt, Stan. Give us a chance to get our answer first, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. We're going to go and do a thank you, U.S. Truck Accessories and Searcy and Conway, for sponsoring
this.
Thanks,
y'all.
Head blank.
Head
blank. This is a PG show.
Yeah.
Don't go down the wrong path. Head blank.
Put me in that position.
Head blank. Christian, do you have your answer?
No, give me just 1 second.
Okay. Bill, do you have one in mind?
Yes.
Head blank, okay. There's a lot of different directions you could go with this.
Got it.
Roger, you've got yours.
I got one.
Christian, do you have?
Way off the wall, but I got one.
Me too.
All right, Stan, what you got?
Well, thing I can think of is Head Start.
Okay.
Oh, very good. It's very good.
Head Start.
It's very good.
That is a good one. Bill, what did you have?
Head Hog.
Head Hog.
Head Hog. That's good.
Okay.
That works.
Roger, what did you have?
At first, I was going to go Head Statue.
Head statue.
I was going to go statue.
So a bust?
For Stan. Yes, right. Okay.
But I went head move.
I went head move.
Give me a head move.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking basketball. Don't you
get
head move?
Yes, head move. Christian, what did you have?
I went head cheese, the gelatinous thing that they do with food.
When you got to explain it,
I know
that's
bad.
Weird. I know.
I had only two answers on this one, Roger.
Mm-mm.
And one is your daughter had the same thing. Head case. That's what she said.
She knows people.
But I want you to look at my writing. What is the first one I have there?
First one you have is Head Start.
Head Start.
Look at that.
Good job. Well,
Stan, you can't play for another 30 days, but if you ever get back in, you got to do a statue.
Let's do one more.
Yes,
let's do one for Stan. Stan, yes, you're not risking anything, Stan.
You're not going to risk anything,
one
Stan.
More.
This
I
is
know.
Just to show yeah. how smart you
okay,
are.
Okay, here we go. We're going to go with Red Blank. I was going to do this yesterday for Razorbacks because they were there yesterday at the SEC Media Days. A lot of different directions you can go here.
And I go where the first thing comes to my mind.
Bill, you got yours for Red Blank? He's looking. He's thinking. So, Christian, you got yours?
R-E-D. R-E-D.
What?
R-E-D.
R-E-D. It's not as easy as it's
Red Hot.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Get a
note. All right. What is your answer, Stan? This is just for fun. This is bonus.
Red Color.
Oh!
Thank goodness you won the first one.
I thought he might say Red Pop, but red, no. It's
okay, Bill, what did you finally come up with?
Red Hots.
Red Hots.
Red Hots.
That's good. Christian, what did you have?
I eat them Red Hots back in the day. Red Hots. Yeah.
That's right. You bet. What'd you have, Christian?
I had Red River, the Howard Hawks movie with John Wayne.
Howard Hawks, John
there.
Wayne.
Yeah.
John Wayne and Montgomery Cliff.
What'd
you have, Raj?
You know, bad. First thing popped into my head was the movie The Shining, Red Rum.
Oh, Red Rum.
Red Rum.
Yes.
Red
yes.
Rum.
That's
Red
a good
Rum.
One.
Yeah,
that's a good
that's
one.
A good one. That's yes, a good one. That's a good one.
All right. I had four answers. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
I had Red Sox.
Very good.
Like the Boston Red Sox.
Sure, sure.
I had Red Dawn, one of the great
of
movies.
Of course, you know. Wolverine.
Wolverine. I had Red Baron, the old,
absolutely.
Fighter.
Not the pizza.
Yeah.
But the Snoopy deal.
And finally, I had, I did not have red color. I had a Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
So, Stan, you win. You win anyway, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Stan.
Hey, man, I appreciate talking to you guys. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine, Stan. Good to hear you, man.
That's good. Yeah, yes, sir. It's been a while. All right, man. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Stan. What has happened to Stan? Stan has become a solid non-statue-talking Stan.
That's why I went statue.
He's probably got the statue. He doesn't have to talk about it anymore.
We can have a conversation with Stan.
That.
You know what? And I remember
the
red
triple threat. Was the triple threat.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
And the triple threat.
Do it.
Statue. I mean, he's had quite a few gimmicks over the years.
Yeah, that's it.
I remember them Red Hots, too.
Oh, I do, too.
You remember that?
I didn't eat Red Hots.
Listen, you would eat those Red Hots. And they will burn you up.
Yeah. Your mouth will be red.
Yes.
I didn't do those.
They were hot.
I do want to thank U.S. Truck Accessories and Searcy and Conway. It's a veterans-owned business. Tell them you heard them, about them on the bus, and they'll take really good care of you. Number one source for all things. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Hankins Dodge has finished the lyric. Match Game is U.S. Truck Accessories.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's, that's okay. Right. They're your number one source for all things truck accessories, and so thank you to them. Yeah, we've got a lot of sponsors that do our games, and so we'll do Finish the Lyric. That's Hankins Dodge coming up a little bit later. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I mentioned earlier that Fernando Mendoza signed his deal with the Raiders. $57 million, four-year deal. I just show you just the opposite. You've got Diego Pavia is out. Didn't even get a chance really to try out for camp. So camp has started. The Carolina Panthers already lost their star linebacker in day one. Yeah, not a positive thing for them. Do want to mention also, Roger, a couple things this day in history. This day in 1956 that Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis called it a quits.
After 10 years.
The 10 years.
The 10-year
I guess
deal.
If you do the same bit in the movies, after a while you go, okay, we need to trust
those
them.
Those movies were so good, though.
Yeah, they were good together. Yeah, they were a great combo.
They were something else. They were something else. They
old
did
school.
10 years. And then it was 20 years after that Dean Martin made his appearance on the Jerry Lewis telethon. If you remember as a kid watching that every Labor Day,
he
came
in,
I think it was like 1976, Frank had set that up. I call him Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
Not Frank Fletcher. Frank Fletcher could have done it to set them up to do that. I love Martin Lewis.
Two things. I am going to get ready to go over there and get this thing started because they still ain't got it started over there. We're going to be off the air before they get started.
8 o'clock shotgun?
Yeah, here we go. So this day in history, in sports history, this was one of my favorite memories. And I know both of you guys remember it because we're old enough. 1983. Kansas City Royals slugger George Brett slammed a two-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning to give the Royals a 5-4 lead over New York. Or did he? Because seconds after he crossed home plate, New York manager Billy Martin came out of the dugout, protested the pine tar was too high on the bat handle. It was more than 18 inches. Umpires came out.
Measured it on the plate.
So you could see George Brett watching in the dugout. You knew what
and
was
going on. He went crazy.
Yeah, he did. He comes out just, I mean, that was the funny thing. 1983. Yeah.
I was 19 years old.
Here's the crazy thing. Do you remember what happened as a result of that?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
happened?
Yeah. They came back later and played that game.
That's exactly right, Roger. They actually, they just suspended the game and they just said we're going to come back and play it later because they didn't know what to do. I guess
you know I can't remember
well,
all the nuances.
Well, here's the deal. I guess because he hit the home run, that was the win, and they just went ahead and said we're going to leave that result. I don't know. They called him out.
Yeah,
I guess they replayed it. They came back 3 weeks later, and the Royals still end up winning. So
now you got a guy that has to look another guy in the eye before he can throw.
Yeah, I know. How about that?
Now, he went ballistic. I think he was chewing on gum or something like that.
He sprinted out of that dugout.
He sure did.
Went crazy on him.
But you know who was cool in that one? That umpire, did not flinch. Yeah. I can see him right now just standing there like.
Because if somebody sprint at you like that, you probably need to knuckle up.
I know he did.
Like, hey.
I'm also.
A water bug makes me do that.
On this way in 2020, Regis Philbin died. Remember how big Regis had become? You know, he was doing his show with Kathy Lee in the morning, and then she was replaced by who? What's her name?
She's still there.
She's still there.
Kelly Ripa?
Kelly Ripa. Yeah, and so he was big in that, and then he also became super big, because of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
Millionaire,
yeah. And he,
great
of course,
big Notre Dame guy.
I was about to say, Bill, do you know what team he used to rap?
Big Notre Dame guy.
If I'm not mistaken.
Is he buried
like
there?
I say?
He is, I think he was.
Yeah. I think he's buried.
At Notre Dame.
Morning. Hope we're not keeping you. I hope we didn't wake you guys up this morning. Sorry.
Thank you.
Families out there can't even trying to have a summer morning to sleep in and wherever mouthing them. Yeah, I think he's buried around Rockne and the Lou. Bill, I had a chance to go up to Coach Holtz's funeral, and Coach Holtz, that's where he wanted to be buried. His wife, I think his wife was already buried there. But, yeah, he's just a stone throw from Rockne. And is Philbin the only other sort of the act
non-sports?
Non-sports, non-Notre Dame. I guess he was, and by the way, was he even a graduate? I don't know if he was a graduate or not.
I would have thought he was.
Couple birthdays.
He loved him so much.
Couple birthdays today. Amelia Earhart, who I was thinking, Roger, how brave was she as a woman? This was back in the 30s, back when, you know, women still were fighting for rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic, first one to fly solo from Hawaii to California. She disappeared. I think she was going Florida to California, I think, when she disappeared, or maybe it was somewhere else. I can't remember, but never found her.
It was over the ocean, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Pacific. It was the Pacific. Yeah, it was the Pacific. The other birthday is Linda Carter, who was, for me, Roger, that was, she was my heartthrob. She was Wonder Woman. Before there was the movie Wonder Woman.
She was what we call back in the day, she was tough.
Pam Tillis, I don't know any of her songs, Raj. Do you, are you a Pam Tillis fan at all?
I'm a fan of Pam Tillis. I cannot remember a couple of her number one songs that she had, but of course we know her daddy.
We got four sports birthdays today. Let's see if you guys will remember this one. We'll let Bill try first. Kevin Butler is the first one. You ever heard of Kevin Butler?
The kicker for the Chicago Bears.
Boom, boom, boom. You get the bell there.
Super Bowl kicker.
That's right. Next up, Karl Malone, who, of course,
played for the Utah Jazz.
And actually,
is
he El Dorado or is it?
Well,
is it Louisiana?
He's from Louisiana.
It's right over the border. It's Louisiana, but it's right over the border.
But we also,
he's got businesses in Louisiana Tech.
He's got businesses
down there, right there, businesses
in Louisiana.
Absolutely.
So you got Kevin Butler, Karl Malone, and the biggest one of the day. Well, I'll save it one more time. There's Rick Fox. Do you remember Rick?
Played for the North Carolina, played for the Lakers, won championships on the Lakers teams with Shaq and Kobe.
What a great player,
was he
Halle Berry?
Was he with Halle Berry?
A great role player.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who was he married? Was he married to Halle Berry?
Vanessa Williams.
Oh, very nice. Last but not least, it's the birthday of Barry Bonds. So Roger, he was born in 64, so he's, what, 60? Is that 62?
Yeah. You know what? I wonder, like our golf game, since we're out here on this golf course, will I shoot my age? Your dad shoots his age, right?
Yep.
Will he make it to his home run age?
Oh, 70.
Is it
72? I don't know. I just remember looking at the.
He's still not in the Hall of Fame, right?
Right.
Because they were questioning.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, I mean, that's obviously, you know, those guys, it was a steroid era. All those guys were taken. I don't know if they'll ever come back and change it because, I mean, the fact they were. Listen, those numbers, you can say what you want to. Rick can say what he wants to. Those numbers will never be reached because they were doing it with steroids. Yeah. I mean, he was a great hitter before it. And he didn't have to have those, but when he saw what McGuire did, and Sosa did, he said, I'm not going to sit back and not do this. And so, anyway, he was a great player regardless.
That there's already somebody in the Baseball Hall of Fame that took steroids?
I wouldn't doubt that. I don't know if many, but, yeah, there's certainly, because it would have been somebody from the 80s. Yeah, I don't know who was.
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, or maybe even 90s. Yeah, I don't doubt that could be the case. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Somebody says, come on, Baz, we all know you wanted Wonder Woman to wrap the lasso of truth around you. Yes. Here's one from Rebecca. Says that, yes, Regis was a big Irish fan because he was an alum of Notre Dame. Now, so he was. Graduated 1953 with a sociology degree.
Okay.
It makes sense. It would make sense he's buried there that he had to be alumni. So that was from Rebecca. Thank
be.
You.
Has to be.
Steve says, Roger, get out your horn for the golfers. Mid-swing works fast.
Well, my grandson just hit a ball. Somebody just let him do that.
He's playing. Huh? He's in the foursome. Your grandson.
He's doing it right there.
Oh, nice shot. Nice shot right there. Let's see where that one lands. Let's see. We've already got the. This is teeing up for the first time, closest to the pin.
Let me tell you something. What the first hole anxiety? Listen, the pressure that's on you guys up here right now, hitting that ball. It's probably nothing. Y'all don't care nothing about it. The pressure, us watching you on the radio, cameras on you right now.
Yeah, I can tell. No pressure.
No
at
pressure
all.
Whatsoever. Great shot, man. Great shot.
Anyway, good to see, man.
Great shot.
Yeah. Someone said Pam Tillis. Maybe it was Memphis.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know that one.
Maybe it was Memphis.
Someone said Lou got his bachelor's from Kent State and then master's from Iowa. Yeah, the reason he's in there because he was the head coach at Notre Dame. That was the bottom line.
Come on. Somebody pull the pin.
Are we at?
Boom!
Oh, wow. Oh! Wow. Oh! Wow. Very close.
Oh, my. This is closest to the pin hole.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
It looks about what? 2 feet? A foot and a half?
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Good job. All right, we'll come back after a break. Roger, we may go ahead and try to do finish the lyric.
Okay, but here's the deal. I'm going to go bait a hook real quick, and then y'all, we'll wait on a call.
That looks like that's going to be wet. It's going to be wet. Yep.
Okay.
Good job, guys. All right,
good job.
8:26 here at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament, Maumel Country Club.
She's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group. One call does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas took center stage at SEC Media Days yesterday. Coach Ron Silverfield took the podium and had this to say about doubters.
People have the right to feel a certain way, and that's okay. I've been doubted my whole life. That's not a bad thing. I think what ends up happening is you have a head coach that has a chip on his shoulder. It doesn't matter what other people think about me. It truly doesn't. All I care is what the players and my family think about me. And anybody that's been around our program, anybody that's been around me, knows that we're going to do it the right way. In due time, we'll get this thing back to where it needs to be.
Next up for the Arkansas football team is fall camp, which starts on August 5th. The Buzz's coverage of SEC Media Days all week was brought to you by First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. And the Arkansas Travelers play against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickie Stevens Park tonight at 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz, too. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Unfortunately, the extreme heat is going to start coming back. Today we get to 93, mostly cloudy, and our 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A 30% chance of rain tonight, low of 76. Tomorrow it gets up to 95 degrees with a 30% chance of rain, but Sunday, no rain in the forecast, will climb up to 100. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same, the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today. BR McGinty,
yeah. Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
If you're single and 50, nothing out there. Like walking up on an avocado van, there's like seven left. Five are rotten, two are suspect. You just end up leaving with an onion.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I got crabs. I mean, it's real bad.
Don't miss Rodney Carrington.
Not the kind you eat at Joe's, but the kind to make your girlfriend mad.
Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Specializing in camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, trailer hitches, steps, grill guards, bumpers, lift kits, and much more. With professional installation on all products they offer. Locations in Conway and Searcy. U.S. Truck Accessories offers their customers twice the service. Locally owned and operated by a military veteran since 2002. Visit in-store, online, U.S. Truck Accessories. Work hard, play hard.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holton Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, this is the jam we started playing yesterday. Ray Charles. I'm telling you what, I'm digging this. I'm digging this.
If you haven't watched Ray, that's a great movie.
I gotta watch it. To watch Ray.
Fox won Oscar for that.
Yeah.
You can talk about the pit.
Barbecue.
The band was jumping. The people too. I mess around.
Doing the mess around.
Doing the mess around.
And in the movie, the producer or one of the founders of Atlantic Records, who played Booger Presley. In the Nerds, and he played Tom Cruise's buddy in Risky Business, plays, I forget his name, plays one of the founders of Atlantic Records that went to Ray to sign him and do all that stuff. He wrote that song, you know, so you got this dude writing it, and they told Ray, and this was the song that I think in the movie, if I'm not mistaken, made Ray find his own sound.
That's it.
To do it.
Yeah, because I watched that movie a number of times.
It's one of those movies for me, Baz. If you do catch it flipping, you'll stop. You'll go right in with it.
If you just tuned in, we're here at the Maumelle Country Club for the Moses Moody Golf Tournament, and one of multiple events he's doing. He's done already a couple here in Central Arkansas. He's got another one tonight after the golf tournament today that you can still get tickets to by going to MosesMoody.com. It's a night with Moses Moody. It was when he and Steph Curry both doing some talking. 7 to 9. You can go online, Moses Moody, get those tickets, $60. Bill Ingram hanging out with us, Mr. Basketball. Tell you what, dude, let's call Christian. Let's see if we can get Pat. We haven't got Pat. He reached out to me last night. Let's see if he will answer. Get him in for a segment. Don't forget, too, we still got to talk with Steve Qualls, our NASCAR correspondent, at 9 o'clock. We'll still hopefully have Moses Moody.
All right.
And then we got to play Finish the Lyric, Beta Hook. We just basically tells you.
Okay.
Go look up the lyrics for Beta Hook, and you'll probably have a chance to win this thing.
You'll have a chance. Isaiah Joe, Shooter Shot Basketball Camp coming up on the 15th of August. Room still available for you to register and be a part of that. Go to IsaiahJoe.com. IsaiahJoe.com. And Moses Moody had a camp there last month as well. So not even knowing that or remembering that when we were there, you know, at Summerwood month or so ago.
Bill, you know all these young guys. A lot of them you coached as kids throughout the basketball programs here. Bobby Portis is another great one that was a local kid.
He's another great one that gives back, that played all of his basketball here in the state of Arkansas. Besides, once he went to the NBA, he played college, high school, AU, the whole nine. He's another guy that loves to get back. I think his passion is him and his mom gives back to the women's shelters here in Central Arkansas. So, like I said, we're very fortunate about our state, our guys, in-state guys, that once they get crossover into their professional careers, giving back to the community, doing wonderful things, trying to help out any way they can.
And we, you know, because we are a sports station, we want to try to help promote these. I'm amazed sometimes, Roger. I saw Braylon Russell promoting a camp. He did some camp or something. He was on Channel 4. It's like, dude, what are you guys doing? I mean, why don't you call the number one station in the market for, you got, you know, 12 hours of programming.
Yeah.
And not even one. I don't know if they if they don't get it or don't have somebody real, I don't expect them to know that, but somebody in their team, someone on their team should go, why don't you jump on some of the shows on the buzz, call and at least inquire into it, because we're out here doing this to help.
Uh-huh. I think it might be, Baz, and Bill, maybe you can help me with this as well. We're still old school. We still think about that time you mentioned Baz coming to one of your events. It was a rotary phone. You talked to him the night before, and you gave him directions. Nowadays, right. and it's not just 4, 7, and 11. It's not just our station and the point right. on anymore. People get on their phones, and they can so they forget about us, yeah. even though we have a tremendous market.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the kids who listen to
it's
the show.
It's a failure
parents,
on that
yeah.
part.
Yeah. You got the years that Isaiah has did his count, which will be the third year coming up. Our time spent on the buzz really is one of his biggest power boosts, because we get so many calls after that, and then a lot of people, you know, like I said, they don't know, mm-hmm. so they hear stuff on the radio, they spread the word. But
Grant, you don't have to have us to do that, but we want to support, especially the athletes, because we are a sports station. By the way, I think we got Pat Bradley. Let's go ahead and do his open if you've got it there, Chris.
Oh, that's my guy.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now, he works at the SEC Network.
Pump that up a little bit there, Christian.
Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabin Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabinOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to bathfitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
All right, so glad to have PB, a great three-point shooter himself, Bill.
Great three-point shooter.
Not quite as good as Steph Curry.
Well.
But pretty good. What's up, PB?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? The shooter. Yeah, I'm actually out of golf.
Yeah, it's that we're between number 8 and number 9, right, Roger? I think that's what mm-hmm. they said, or number
that's
8.
Tell me.
Beautiful hole out here for the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. Steph Curry is here. I think he's right now, he's the all-time leader for most three-point shots made, which is 4,200-something. But he's really taken, you know, and you obviously made a career out of making three-point shots, Pat, but Steph's taken it to another level, hasn't he?
Yeah, and you know what the amazing thing is about him is his ability to get those shots off. I think that's the most overlooked thing about him, right, Bill? I mean, the ability to...
No question. He don't need a lot of room. He can... His body doesn't have to be in a perfect situation to get it off, right. And he's incredible.
There's a lot of guys who can make shots. You can watch guys in drills or even practice, but the ability to get open, create space, get the shot off quick, and with another thing everyone talks about is three-point shot and the reason for that, but I mean, you watch him move without the ball. He'll backdoor cut, layup. He'll break you down off the dribble. So he's a lot of things. And one of the great things he does is shoot it.
I was going to say, he's probably the greatest off-ball star we've ever seen in the NBA history. He's that
I was going to ask. Okay, so that was Pat. I'm glad he sort of said that. Where does he rank in terms of pure, just great shooter? If you were going to name me a Mount Rushmore of the best shooters in the history of the game, does he make the top four, and who are the other guys with him?
Oh, he's definitely
Pat,
top four.
Pat, you, Bill, give me some other. Who are the other names?
Reggie Miller.
Ray Allen,
Steph.
I think Clay's right there.
You know I'm going to throw in Larry Bird. Yeah. You know I'm going to throw in
Larry Bird. Larry was great, man. Larry was, yeah.
Listen, you know what? I'm rethinking that. I think in a game under pressure, I think Larry and Steph are tied.
Okay.
Now Steph shot more threes than Larry because he's changed the game with that. But I think under pressure situations, I'd have to put him and Larry in a tie, because both of them made incredible shots under great pressure. Neither one of those guys are just phenomenal athletes, but they know how to work angles, like Pat said, and get open, and they know how to, you know, back cut, you know, give you jab steps. They don't need a lot of room to get their shot off, and they can shoot, like that old saying, they can shoot under great pressure. Great pressure with a hand in their face. So, yeah, I'd have to read. But I like, don't get me wrong, I love Steph. I love Reggie Miller. I just think if I'm coming down to the last minute of the game, I want that ball, those two guys shooting that ball.
Pat, where would you, for this century, you know, in the 2000s, where would you put Steph in terms of the greatest players? You obviously start with LeBron, and you can go several other places. Where would you put Steph in that list?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be, considering the amount of championships. You know, he's got multiple championships. It's
four,
He's four. I mean, that's right there. He shoots. He shoots. Got to shoot up there. And I mean, it's tough because you get Kobe, you get Shaq. And you talk about the decade, or did you say the century?
This century, the 2000s. Yeah, this century. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly.
Duncan.
Top 10, right?
Yeah, Duncan. Yeah.
I forget you get some of the, you get a spillover from the 90s to the 2000s. You're a great mechanics guy, Pat, for shooting your threes. That's one of the things you're really known for. And when you look at Steph's, the way he executes his three, would you say he's non-traditional? Or I know he can get off any shot, but when it comes to just taking a clean three, how are his mechanics compared to yours?
They're good. I mean, you know, he's got great balance. Right, it's got to always start with balance. And, you know, whether he's going to his right or his left, even though it may look like, you know, obviously catch and shoot is on balance, but he knows how to start. And he's got that smooth finish. You know, I mean, he's got that you know, his elbow's always straight as we teach. And, you know, how he finishes. So it's, I mean, it's a pretty looking shot. I mean, his golf shot's a pretty looking shot.
Yeah, he's a darn good golfer too. Yeah, we've talked about that a little bit. That we're going to get to see him. They got a late start, but I think we're going to get to see him on one hole. Hey, real quick, let's go to and do one thing. Bath Fitter and Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Moses Moody for a minute. You know, you wonder, Bill. You know, because you worked with him as a kid. He comes out and he plays that first year at Parkview. Transfers to North Little Rock as a sophomore. Has a really good year, they win the state championship. But then he leaves the state, goes to Florida to like the IMG, Montverde.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we that's right. We don't, he goes 25-0, he wins the national championship, but we don't get to see him those 2 years. And he comes back to Arkansas. He's the first year at Arkansas, SEC player of the year, freshman of the year.
Yep.
And then he goes in the draft. So I wonder, you know, I think everybody respects him and appreciates what he's doing for this community. But I just wonder maybe if he'd had those two more years in Arkansas for us to be able to marvel at what he did. And then if you get him maybe one more year at Arkansas, not that you don't have to, but the old school way of doing it, like the Sydney, that you get few more years getting to know the player and getting to, you know, the fan base and the following.
You know, if he would have spent those last 2 years in Arkansas, he might have gone down as maybe – it'd be arguably one of the greatest high school
players. That's what I'm saying. And he misses that, which I get why he went there, but I think I sort of hate that he missed out on that opportunity because, like you said, it could have been that way, right?
And this is the thing. I mean, I know these guys because everybody do whatever they think best for their situation. But at this point, from me being around grassroots basketball and watching guys play and watching them develop, we really have all the same stuff that everybody else has here. You don't really have to leave anymore. Now, that was years ago, so maybe they felt like that. But now, you don't have to leave anymore. I mean, you think about it. Khalil Ware and Nick Smith went to North Little Rock High School. They played, you know, they was here. They played in our high school association their entire high school career.
Right.
Austin Reeves.
Right.
Isaiah Joe. Bobby Portis.
Great point.
Malik Monk. So, and all those guys got a chance to go on and, you know, and have great careers.
You're saying the coaching, that you think he could have maybe got the same kind of coaching here versus going down to the other.
I honestly believe that. Now, of course, that's just a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at the proof.
Yeah.
When you look at those, this guy, even with Joe stayed here, high school, summer basketball, played all his basketball here in the state of Arkansas, and he's one of and you know it's just a matter of time before he be in the Hall of Fame. He's one. So, we've gotten to the point now where, you know, all of the tools and things that you need, you don't have to leave the state to get them. You can stay right here and get those tools and still go on and be great,
professionals. Your thought on that?
Yeah, you know, we've seen, unfortunately, in my state of Massachusetts, where, you know, they have, you know, the number one pick in the draft, A.J. DeBonta, Boston kid. He ends up playing his last year of high school in Utah. So, you know, we've been ravaged when it comes to high school basketball in the Boston area, the state of Massachusetts. And, you know, a lot of those prep schools are in the New England area. So I guess, you know, if you're a kid from Mass or Connecticut, you know, you go to one of these $70,000 prep boarding schools, you know, it's pretty. But the thing is, too, Bill, what you guys have been able to do, and you've always had talent, it's turned into a basketball state. And you talk about the coaching. The other thing, too, is these guys are playing against good competition, too. You know, if they all stay, they're playing against those great great players. So you're getting multiple Division I athletes that you're playing against. So we know because we've been watching Arkansas high school basketball for a while. And, Bill, you're obviously a huge reason it is where it is. But, you know, it's just fun to see when those rankings come out, those player rankings, you know you're going to see one or two guys from the state of Arkansas, you know, either top 10, top 20, top 30. So it's fun to keep up with that.
Last thing, Pat, before we let you go, again, thanks to Cabot Outdoors and our friends Bath Fitter, who are doing a ton of social media. You need to follow them if you haven't. The other thing I like that these guys are doing, they're doing camps. You know, we talked about the Moses Moody camp, the Isaiah Joe camp, a lot of them over at Summerwood Sports. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know how much kids can get out of that. You know, I know they will learn some good instructional stuff, but I think just the fact to have access. When I was growing up in Panama City, I didn't have a former college player or especially a professional athlete coming in doing camps where I could just see him and watch him, you know, and hear him talk to me. So I think that's a really cool benefit that these guys are doing, too.
Yeah, we didn't have, when I was growing up, we didn't have that here in Little Rock either. So we, you know, some of these earlier guys, like, you know, when Keith first went to the league, he came back and started doing a lot of stuff with young people so they could actually see him and get a chance to visit with him.
Keith Jackson.
Yeah, Keith Jackson. But you're right, David, about when you go to these camps, and I think you know, you're only going to be there a short amount of time. So a lot of kids, you may be able to pick up, you know, something here, something there to help your game. A lot of it is, though, having access to those guys, looking at those guys, and they're coming in explaining to you, hey, listen, I was in your shoes one day. You may be able to get here, you may not be able to get here, but the fact is you can be involved in something like this, doing something positive, possibly getting a free education. Because at the end of the day, we can talk numbers and all of those things, but if you can get a free education out of it, if you're fortunate enough to get a free education, and that's not the only thing, you learn discipline.
Yeah.
You learn how to be, how to work with people and be, you know, and be part of a team. There's nothing like that as far as your development, as especially with young men, as a young man. So there's so much stuff you get out of that. But these guys giving these camps, like Isaiah at his camp, They don't play no pickup games.
Okay.
They doing all instruction stuff the whole time.
Good.
That's it. No pickup games. No, hey, you know, we're going to dribble in a couple of circles, then we're going to split the teams up and let them play.
Yeah.
Which is some value into that, too. But
they really get good instructions.
They're really getting good instructions. So hopefully, and you're giving them stuff that they can go work on their own.
Yeah.
So they can go home and work on it, and they don't have to have a group of people to work with them on. So those are the kind of instructions you give. But just the fact that they give back to these guys and they see them and they can communicate with them, it means the world, and it makes a big difference.
We've been trying to recruit the Pat Bradley camps to Arkansas, but it's so expensive, Pat, to get Pat down here. It's so expensive.
been trying to get Pat to come down here and do those things before they made the foundation for the first gym at Summerwood Sports. That's how long it's been. But you know what? He's too busy.
Pat. I love watching him on SEC, too. That's my guy. I love
By the way, Pat, I got you saw the picture I took. What's that big man that you do the TV work with that I saw with
Ron
Daly?
Ron Slay.
So, Ron wanted Daly. He wanted, of course, everybody wants Daly, you know. Yeah. But he was real. I said, we got to take a picture. It's in the back. I like him. He's got a good personality. Well, Pat, hey, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. Well, hopefully, listen, we're about to run out of time here. Hopefully, we get Moses and maybe at least get to see Steph Curry here at the golf tournament. But have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks, Pistol.
All right, fellas. Thanks,
Pastor. Love you, Bob.
Love you, Bob.
Love you, boys. See you, Bill Ingram. Talk to you soon. I'll come back. All right, my man. See you soon.
Love you, PB. See you, buddy.
See you, man. Say hello to your mother for me. You know, when watching that Bath Fitters and all that social, I didn't realize until this last one that they sent out, you did Strength and Honor in that one.
I did.
I didn't realize that we were doing it then.
You did.
I had no idea. I mean, we've been doing it for that while. I mean, I know it wasn't that long ago, but.
Going to the break with Tequila Sunrise. Thank you. That's from Christian. It's National Tequila Day.
Yes.
You tequila guy at all?
Dave, you know I don't drink at all. So all my friends drink.
Well, that's good. I think
that's a great country song right there.
That's right. It saves you a lot of money, Bill. So
that's right.
All right, we are here at the Maumelle Country Club. The tournament is underway, and we expect to see Moses here shortly.
And, you know what? And I got the friends of mine, because I don't drink either, Bill. But my friends that do drink, if I go out with them, they buy dinner.
Well, listen, I got to take you to my barbershop. You'll be a great barbershop guy. I swear I need to take you to the barbershop.
Come on. I got
to take you to the barbershop. I took Wally Hall one year.
Did you?
And it was history.
I want to go film that.
It was history making. I need to take you.
Okay.
You'll be great at the barbershop.
We'll set it up.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. 8:51.
When it comes down to dealing friends, never ends.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. DeBose Hayward and George Gershwin's Summertime was composed for the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess, with these words, "Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mom is good looking." Right now, my sons are thinking, well, we got one of those at least anyway. As you enjoy the summertime with vacations and the beach and the lake and fun, let us be thankful that we live in such an incredible country. Get out there and soak up the sun, my brothers and sisters. Double B's is here to help you party in the USA, as we have many of the things you need for your next pool party or trip to the lake. Delicious drinks, sensational sandwiches, and many other items that you might have forgotten to pack. We have it all. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296 for work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Bowser sent you.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, got a really short segment here. We'll visit with Steve Qualls in our NASCAR segment here in just a minute.
They won a couple of bucks last night, the Hayes City Group.
What a great crowd last night.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said, Bill Ingram joins us, by the way. Someone said, is Keith Jackson okay? We haven't heard from him in a while. Update would be great. Yeah, we need to get him on the show. Have you talked to him lately?
Yeah, he's doing great.
He was still doing park.
He was at park. I wasn't there. He was at park yesterday. I think they had him and the kids had a wing eating contest.
Is that right?
See who can eat the most.
My money's on Keith.
It happened yesterday, so I don't know who won, but I know they had it yesterday. No, he's doing great. He's at Park. He's a granddad now for us.
And it should be around 30 years for Park right now.
Yeah. You know, I remember part of helping getting that started.
I remember thinking he was still playing at the time, and I was thinking, man, I hope he can pull this off because he was still playing. You know, he was in Green Bay, I guess, or Miami. I can't remember where it was.
He was in Green Bay.
And I tell you, I'm really proud of him. He really did a good job. He got really good sponsors, Walter Husband, and really a good group.
That was a huge key for him.
Yeah.
Estelle really was the key.
Estelle Jeffrey was, I introduced him
to Estelle.
Yeah.
And Estelle, because at that time, you know, he was in the league, you know, but he played at Oklahoma and people wasn't all that forgiving when our guys left the state. So,
right.
But I introduced him to Estelle, and then from that point on, it just took off. Estelle introduced him to Walter Husband and you know, he had a great vision and he put good people around him because you're right. He was still playing when he first started this. So he put a great board together and good people around him to help pull it off. And now it's a staple in the community.
And he made a big commitment to it. By the way, somebody just sent us a picture of an 18-wheeler off the side of the road. I'm not sure where that is, what area is being slowed down. Somebody said, what about Malik Monk doing anything inside the state? He said, I know the Reeves brothers do. Is Malik now, where is he playing at now?
He's in Sacramento. He's
okay. Does he come back? Is he more Kentucky? Or I can't remember.
I don't, you know.
Do you have really good contact with
don't,
him?
Don't know a whole lot. You know, I know Marcus, his brother, played for
me. Oh, is that right? Marcus did. Okay.
Marcus is one of our best players. But I don't know. I know Malik plays in Sacramento. I don't know.
He didn't have that connection with obviously when he makes his decision to leave Kentucky. And it happens. That's when you make a choice to go out, it's tougher to come back, and you may not want to do that. All right, it's a nice breeze out here. Beautiful day to play golf. It's about 10 degrees cooler than it would have been without the.
Yeah, perfect.
It's perfect. It really is. The Moses Moody Golf Tournament. Don't go away. 9 o'clock here, Morning Mayhem.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to repair.